Well, that's Audiomo. Done and dusted. 31st of July 2013. Audio month is over. And what does it mean to me? Well, it's been good. It's been really good. I've enjoyed it for several reasons. I mentioned right at the beginning of this that I tried a similar thing back for February 2012 when I was in Berlin. And it was quite easy to do February then because I was in a different city and everything was new and wonderful and exciting and Northern Hemisphere instead of Southern Hemisphere and middle of a cold winter in Germany instead of a cold winter, a cool, mild, barely, probably sunny winter in Brisbane. Completely different situation. I had lots to talk about. And I mentioned that I thought I might be struggling a little bit with the idea of Audiomo, but I think my strategy worked, and I basically want to share it with you because it was good. It was a good exercise. I think it extended me and it encouraged me to be a little bit more outgoing and verbose and consider what I wanted to say rather than just rambling. And this is a bit of a ramble. I haven't really prepared this. But virtually, I'd say the vast majority, three quarters of the Audiomo booths I've done, I've actually considered quite seriously. I considered them for several days. What I did is I kept a notebook in Evernote with my Audiomo ideas, and as I dreamt them up, I would add them to that list, and I would mull them over, and I'm just pouring my tea as well. I speak to you now. And I'd mull them over a series of several days. Some of them I'm still mulling over. I haven't completed that list, and I keep adding to the list as I think of new topics. And it worked quite well because it gave me a chance to consider the different points, the different parts of that topic that I wanted to cover, and even strategize things. What I found I was doing was I would actually consider my opening two or three words. How was I going to start? And I found that really good because once I got started, the rest of the information that I'd been mulling over for several days would just cascade out of my head. And then I would just trust that I would let it flow. Now, I know sometimes I might have rambled a bit. Sometimes I might have been a bit disjointed. I might have got distracted while I was doing the audio boo. But generally, I think it worked okay. Good enough. Hey, this is a amateur, you know, storytelling situation, isn't it? So, you know, whatever goes, goes. And I just basically want to get some of my ideas out of my head. You know, if they're of any value to you, dear Audioboo listener, bonus. I see this as more an exercise of my own personal growth. And if I happen to bring up some topics that you find interesting and engaging and you want to engage with me over them, if you want to disagree, I'm really open for you to disagree. I have often thought I see it as a personal challenge when somebody disagrees with me to seriously consider their points, and I find it a personal achievement if I can consider their points and they are valid, then I can drop my opinion. I see that as a personal achievement. It doesn't mean to say I'm being wishy-washy. That means I'm saying that I can consider your opinion and your argument is better than mine, so therefore my argument is invalid. I will walk away from it without any ego-based attachment to it. So if you disagree with some of the points I've brought up, please mention them to me. I would love to hear your ideas because I make no claims on being correct about any of it, especially the more philosophical stuff. I'm still trying to work this thing out called life. Got no bloody idea. And I've got an audio boo which I've been it's been rolling around in my head for about 5 days, and in a way, I don't really want to go near it because it's such a big topic, and I actually don't know if I'm correct. And the whole topic is about trying to perceive what's right. So, you know, some big topics. But I've had a ball doing Audiomo, and thanks for everybody involved. I've really enjoyed everybody's participation. I thank you very much to everybody who's contacted me through DMs or through comments on Audioboo. I really appreciate it. There is nothing better than getting a comment from somebody to say, hey, we're listening, because at the end of the day, you know, those numbers that we see on our site, on our page on Audioboo, might be just somebody going, click, oh, no, bugger, that's Australian accent, I'll turn it off. So we don't know if, you know, if they're listening, do we? Especially if it's a slightly more complex topic, or if we're rambling or something, do they listen to the end? Who knows? But if you've contacted me back, well, you know, you've probably listened, and I really appreciate that, that somebody would take the time to listen to some of my ideas and concepts. I realise that a lot of people who listen to this aren't necessarily in Australia. So when I speak, I tend to actually project as though I'm talking to the UK, even though I know that there are some people here in Australia who listen, particularly those people who are friends of mine on Facebook and pick up on the feed that sort of goes out to Facebook. But the Audiomo community, Audioboo community, is who I'm really sort of thinking of at the moment. And I know that a lot of you are in the UK. Something that's come up just a little bit is about the dysfunction of Audioboo. And I don't know if the community can do anything about that, or whether Audioboo is just in a slow decline and it's basically going to give up on this thing and it's just going to go commercial and allow all of the radio productions to use it as another means of broadcasting. If they do, well, I think it's going to be a sad indictment on the potential for a social community to rise up. But maybe there aren't many people who are really interested in a social community, and those few of us who are the minority, and they can't find a financial model that works with that. If that's the case, so be it. We'll all move across to SoundCloud, but I don't think SoundCloud has the ability to sort of manage a community like this unless we maybe find a channel on SoundCloud. You know, go and have a look at SoundCloud. You've got to give it to them. They really do have a smart little operation there, don't they? Yeah, you know, the way everything works, it's just slick. And I feel like when I use SoundCloud in any way, shape or form, that it's just a professional operation, whereas I feel like I'm working with some cowboys at Audioboo. You know, I'm particularly talking about the upload issues that I have where one of these recordings gets stuck in the pipes, especially if I'm out and about on 3G. And I've heard a few of people talking about the difficulties they're having with Android, and it just sounds like Android's just an absolute prick of an app. So I don't know what's going to happen about that. But at the moment, we're here, we're in the community, we're having Audiomo, and this Audio Bloggers Month has been absolutely wonderful. I just want to say thanks, everybody. Thanks for being part of it. Thanks for listening to me, and thanks for putting out the content that has engaged me so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to probably keep my list in my notebook going and continue to try to extend myself and get my thoughts out and about into the future. So stay tuned for more. Thanks for being around. Catch you around soon. Bye-bye.